expecting adversity and expecting to overcome it. This is the Resilience Podcast 415, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, August 9th. During the 200-meter butterfly at the Beijing Olympic Games, Michael Phelps was contending for his 10th Olympic gold medal, which would have made him the most decorated Olympian of all time. He already held the world record for the event, and as he stepped onto the starting platform, he was favored to win by a comfortable margin. And then disaster struck. As soon as Phelps dove in, his goggles started to fill with water. By the time he reached the turnaround, he couldn't see anything at all. Despite this, he never missed a beat. If you watch the video, you couldn't tell there was a problem. He wins a gold medal, breaks his own world record while swimming completely blind. At the most elite level of competition, Michael Phelps overcame an obstacle that would have ruined the chances of almost everyone else. How did he do it? By expecting adversity and expecting to overcome it. That's how. You see, in training, elite performers engage in a different kind of visualization. They envision the entire race, stroke by stroke, from start to finish. They don't just rehearse the perfect race. They visualize everything that could possibly go wrong, then visualize how they'll respond. So when his goggles filled with water in the 200-meter final, he didn't need to panic. He already knew exactly how to handle it. Expecting adversity is a hallmark of many successful people, and it extends well beyond the world of sports. If you think this kind of visualization practice is reserved only for Olympic athletes, you would be incorrect. Imagine that you're giving a sales presentation to a potential huge client that you need to win. All of your competitors are going after the same account. Whoever lands this account will become the industry leader. It's obviously critical that you hone your presentation with hours of practice. Most people are content with preparing for the best case scenario. They work the script, slave over the slides and presentation, and tell themselves it's going to go great. They visualize delivering their presentation, concluding with a standing ovation by their prospective clients, and being handed a check. Because that's what we're taught, to visualize everything going perfectly. But it should be the opposite. To be ultimately prepared, you don't plan for the best case scenario. You plan for every scenario. What happens when you get in the boardroom and your projector doesn't work? What happens when you prepare to present to three people, but you walk in and have an audience of 30? What happens when you finish and instead of applause, everyone just looks puzzled? What are your answers when they challenge you with incredibly tough questions? Expecting adversity is about being ready for everything that could possibly come up. The idea is to hope for the best, but plan for the worst. If you're prepared for adversity when it strikes, and it's going to strike, you can be confident in your preparation and ability to execute, regardless of circumstance. That's how champions think. Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.